Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second, the shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball four. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ulander, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Pagliarani goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Carew reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Oliva moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Rosboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Rosboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarani for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Rollins moves to second. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merritt for the out. Rollins moves to third. Rosboro moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rudy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Belander chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Carew. Carew fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Carew. Cater scores. Hunter goes all the way around to score. Campaneris moves all the way to home. It's 7-5, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy is walked intentionally. Jim Rowland now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Athletics. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 10-8, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-8, Athletics. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Twins 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-4 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.